Hello, my name is Charlie Moores from Off The Leash Podcasts. You're about to listen to a shortcast with wildlife campaigner and cat lover Maggie Wilcox, who many of us perhaps know better from Twitter as Norfolk Bee and the Nests Not Nets campaign. Here Maggie discusses a petition she has set up on change.org titled Keep Cats Safe and Save Wild Lives, Amend the Animals Act 1971 and End Feline Free Roaming.
Hi, I'm Maggie Wilcox, and I am an invasive species. I first arrived on your shores in 1996, and over the last 25 years, I've had the opportunity to observe the English in their natural habitat. Now, many of the behaviors and attitudes I observed are familiar, but there's one area where I found things a little bit different. I'm talking about animal welfare, in particular, free-roaming cats. In my mind, every life is precious, whether it's wild or domesticated, but every time a cat wanders outside of his or her home, there's a potential for a threat to life. And I'm not just talking about the threat to the cat. I'm also talking about the serious risk that free-roaming cats pose for wildlife. We say that we are a nation of animal lovers, and yet we allow our beloved pets to be exposed to danger every day. We allow our pets to hunt without making any effort to curtail their predatory behavior. We fail to consider the options for keeping cats safe and contented. Meanwhile, we're feeding wildlife in our gardens and exposing them to predation by our pets. This does not make sense to me. Now, the law relating to trespass by domestic animals, the Animals Act of 1971, doesn't apply to cats, and it gives them the right to roam. However, cat owners do have a duty of care to take reasonable steps to ensure their felines do not cause damage to someone's property or cause injury to anyone. Lots of people will argue that not allowing a cat to free roam doesn't meet pet welfare needs. I would argue to the contrary. A cat's health needs, protection from pain, injury, suffering, disease, and treatment if they become ill and injured, can be met. The ability for cats to behave naturally, to play, to run, to dig, to jump, to hunt. Companionship, to be housed with other animals as appropriate for the species, so with other cats, or even having your companionship, because let's face it, why have a pet if you don't consider the pet a companion? Suitable diet. You can ensure that your pet is eating the right amount of food to prevent obesity or malnourishment, and you're also providing access to fresh, clean water. And finally, you can provide a suitable environment within your home. You can include a comfortable place to rest, to hide, space to exercise, and explore. So I believe that these five welfare needs can be met without allowing your pets to wander. So think about it. If your pet free roams, you're exposing him to disease and the potential for injuries from road traffic accidents, attacks from predators or other cats, and all types of human interference. So you can create a suitable habitat within your home, enclose your garden, build a catio, leash train your cat, you know, take them walkies, provide simulation via toys, get involved in interactive play. So please think about your cat's welfare and how you can make changes to protect wildlife. You can keep cats safe and save wildlife. We need to amend the Animals Act of 1971 and end feline free roaming. Check out my petition on change.org Thanks for listening.
For more great audio from campaigners, researchers, activists, and authors, please subscribe to Off the Leash Podcasts by your favorite streaming platform.